USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government shut down, as hundreds of thousands of federal workers who've been working without getting paid or who were staying home during that partial shutdown are heading back to work today with pay, the longest shutdown in U.S. history, officially ending on Friday when President Trump signed a short-term funding measure, but he says if there's no deal on border security by February 15th, the government could shut down again. The man accused of a killing spree in Louisiana over the weekend is now under arrest, captured yesterday. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio is accused of killing three of Crystal DeYoung's relatives.
I lost my baby brother. I lost my niece and my nephew.
Terrio is accused of earlier killing his parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.